ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 16 and text number 22, the divine and demoniac nature. Etaihi vimuktaha kaunteya तमो द्वारैः त्रिभिः नरः आचरति आत्मनः श्रेयः ततः याति पराम गतिम्। एतैर्विमुक्तकौन्तेय तमो द्वारैस्त्रिभिर्नरः आचरत्यात्मनः श्रेयः ततो याति परां गतिम्। एतैर्विमुक्तः कौन्तेय तमो द्वारैस्त्रिभिर्नरः आचरत्यात्मनः श्रेयः ततो याति परां गतिम्। एतैर्विमुक्तः कौन्तेय तमो द्वारैस्त्रिभिर्नरः आचर्यात्मनः श्रेयः ततो याति परां गतिम्।
Tamaha
dvarayhi, from the gates of ignorance, trivihi, of the three kinds, naraha, a person, acharati, performs, atmanaha, for the self, Shreyaha.
Shreyaha.
Benediction.
Benediction.
Tataha.
Tataha.
Thereafter.
Thereafter.
Yati.
Yati.
He goes.
He goes.
Param.
Param.
To the Supreme.
Supreme.
Gatim.
Gatim.
Destination.
Destination.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The man who has escaped these three gates of hell, O son of Kunti, performs acts conducive to self-realization and thus gradually attains the supreme destination. One should be very careful of these three enemies to the human life, lust, anger and greed. The more a person is freed from lust, anger and greed, the more his existence becomes pure. Then he can follow the rules and regulations enjoined in the Vedic literature. By following the regulative principles of human life, one gradually raises himself to the platform of spiritual realization. If one is so fortunate, by such practice, to rise to the platform of Krishna consciousness, then success is guaranteed from him. In the Vedic literature, the ways of action and reactions are prescribed to enable one to come to the stage of purification. The whole method is based on giving up lust, greed, and anger. By cultivating knowledge of this process, one can be elevated to the highest position of self-realization. This self-realization is perfected in devotional service. In that devotional service, the liberation of the conditioned soul is guaranteed. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, there are instituted the four orders of life and four statuses of life called the caste systems and the spiritual order system. There are different rules and regulations for different castes of divisions of society, and if a person is able to follow them, he will be automatically raised to the highest platform of spiritual realization. Then he can have liberation without a doubt. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Sharakaya Chakshulmilitanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavrishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Nitantam Sajivam Sattvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanatamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dinabandhau Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Etair Vimukta Kaunteya Tamodvari Stribirna Raihi Acharyatya Nahat Sriyastato Yati Parangatim. The man who has escaped these three gates of hell, O son of Kunti, performs acts conducive to self-realization and thus gradually attains the supreme destination. Many a times we wonder that we are told to perform direct devotional service. By which we can transcend the three modes of material nature that keeps us entangled in the materialistic activities, whether they may be of such demoniac nature too. But we do not practically realize the immediate effect, even though the activities are of transcendence. Because proper purification is not set in. The reason being, we are still harboring those anarthas which are of these three particular nature: kama, krodha, lobha. These activities which are non-conducive, they are not allowing, they are hampering. These activities must be forbidden. Even many a times we try to say that men of knowledge can be dragged into such thing. We were just talking of power struggle. It's going on. The power corrupts person. It corrupts the person. Profit and adoration, distinction. These are all subtly harbored desire which are actually supported by these three gates. They are keeping the gates open, the gates to the hell open, and yet try to perform the devotional process. Devotional process is no doubt transcendental in nature, but because it will take time. Prabhupada says that we are just simply plucking out the plug. The fan still goes on. Means we have to wait for proper purification. Then and then the devotional service can be conducive for liberation. Why we are not able to do it instantaneously? Because everybody is not having that realized knowledge in front. Knowledge and the realization becomes a concomitant factor in devotional service. It becomes a concomitant factor. It means, Bhagavatam says, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojatiha Jana Tyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chad Ahitkam. That causeless knowledge and detachment will be generated by performance of devotional service. Because devotional service is independent. We are very much conditioned. Now we are told to perform transcendental activity. The transcendental activity we are performing, but we are not finding any tangible result because of our habituation. Our habituation with the three modes of material. The stronger attachment to the modes, stronger the demoniac activity. Therefore, we have to wait till causeless mercy showers upon us, by which a click can come and we start discriminating. Means we use the intelligence that discerns what is the real and what is temporal. Krishna says that in second chapter. Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate asat ubhayorapi trashta anta tattva darshibhi. Tattva darshibhi means those who are realized in tattva. Means the absolute truth is being realized. And they keep on using their intelligence to discern what is permanent and what is temporary. And they try to stick with firm determination to the transcendental process, whether they get troubled. Everybody is a devotee. But everybody may not be realized. But realization is on the way. So the process is absolute. Process of devotional service is absolute. There is no doubt about it. But at what extent one is willing to accept the purification, how much fast he wants to do? How can one do? Unless one becomes tolerant of all the inconveniences. Simultaneous development. And Srila Prabhupada is insisting on this. If you love me, your love will be counted on how much cooperation you are doing. Right? So, despite of our personal failures or personal type of disappointments and other things. But if we are tolerant of all these inconveniences, our development in this discriminating intelligence will become faster. And simultaneous realization will ensue, will progress. So, it's always advised that we have to become free from these three gates, escape them somehow or another. Trividham narakasyedam dwaram nashanam artha kama krodhas tattha lobha. Kama, krodha and lobha. Desire for sense gratification, kama. Because it is not going to be satiated, it will turn into wrath, growth. But because our discriminating intelligence is not awakened, we will hanker for it more and more, so lobha. Our life is like a compulsive gambler. In the event when we are not awakened in the discriminating intelligence. In Sanskrit it is called vivek. Vivek buddhi. If vivek is not developed, what is vivek? Pandita samadarshina. Vidya vinaya sampanne. Vinaya and vivek are same. Vidya vinaya. Knowledge, but with discriminating intelligence. Knowledge of what? What is Shreya and what is prayer? I will support the Shreya. Even though prayer is very alluring, attracting, but because it is going to give me a short-term benefit, I don't want it. A gambler is looking for very, very quick result, and he's so much impatient, he loses all his composure of intelligence even, that even though he is losing, he wants to play double. A thief, compulsive thief. Compulsion. A thief knows that I'm going to be punished if I'm caught. But still, he will not give up his habit of stealing. So, we have to escape these three gates of hell. It creates nothing but hell. Hell means pain, discomfort, everything. As far as rajogun or these sense gratification is concerned, Krishna tells bluntly that these sensations are emerging from the contact of the senses. And those who are intelligent do not dwell into them. He says that.
यही संस्पर्शजा भोगा दुखयोनय एवते आद्यंतवंत कौंते नते रमतेषु बुध. दिस सो कॉल्ड लस्टी डिजायर्स दैट आर कमिंग और दे आर जनरेटेड थ्रू द सेंस ऑफ टच. ऑल अवर फाइव सेंसेस वर्क ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ कमिंग टू देयर ऑब्जेक्ट by touch. The eyes, the vision is touching the object of sense gratification and we develop lust. Hearing beautiful sound, simply hearing develops lust. What to speak of touch? So, all this sense perception is coming into existence by the contact. Actually, this contact is not with the matter, because matter is also made up of the modes of material nature. They are coming into contact with those modes. We think we are the enjoyer and we end up bringing our senses in contact with the modes of material nature and we think different effects are happening, which I like, which I don't like. Purusha prakriti sthopi bhunte prakriti janvaan. We are simply experiencing the effects of the modes of material nature. We are not getting any pleasure. So everything is cheating. We think we are going to enjoy this nice cold water. I am feeling hot. I am coming in touch, contact with. But actually my senses are coming in contact with those modes that make it. So, where is my enjoyment? So, Purusha means the enjoyer thinks that he is enjoying, but he is not enjoying. He is simply coming in contact with the modes of material nature. And he actually experiences those modes. He doesn't experience the enjoyment of the object. He experiences only the modes. So, purushah prakriti sthopi bhunte prakriti janguna. Karanam gunasangasya. The cause is the association of that three modes that will bring him repeatedly into different bodily conceptions. Sad asad yoni shu. Sad yoni demigods. Asad yoni demoniac. The demoniac thus resorts to the more intricate nature of kama krodha lobha, and where it will put them more and more into the ignorant nature of. Kshipami asajram asurim yoni mapannam mudha janmani jatna. They are casted into the hellish condition life after life. This is mudha. While an intelligent person thinks, it's my senses, not me. They are simply the interactions of the modes of material nature. I have nothing to do with it. So they try to withdraw, keep away from those contexts. Yehi sansparshaja bhoga dukkhayonaya evate. They are simply nothing but breeding grounds to the miserable condition of life. These so-called objects of sense gratification which are born out of the contact of the senses, yahi sansparshaja bhoga dukkhayonaya evate. Dukkhayoni means the breeding ground. It's a big womb that generates nothing but miseries. And not only that, they are not permanent. They come and go. They will cheat you. Fleeting pleasures. Those who are intelligent, nateramateshu, they do not dwell. They do not indulge in those objects of sense gratification. How to act? Acharyatmanah Sreyastato Yati Paramuti. We have to act acharya for Sreya, not for Priya. For the purpose of Sreya, you must take the help of a guru. Tasmad gurum prapadyate jigyasu sreya uttamam. For that reason, for which reason? For the reason of ultimate benefit. Not miserly dwelling into sense gratification. Never approach a guru for fulfilling your material desires. They are temporary, they are prayers. Tasmad gurum prapadyate. For that reason, jigyasu sreya uttama. So, sreya means ultimate benefit, and it can only be derived through that discriminating intelligence called vivek. Vivek is the intelligence that defines and then seeks for what is sat, what is asat. And he always in favor of sat, never in favor of asat, no temporal. He reduces all this entangling activities because they are temporary. Rather, he wants to set in for permanent, eternal activity of the soul. So, only those person yati param gatim achieves the supreme destination. Destination or the station. Those who are not looking for Sreya cannot achieve the supreme destination. You check it out, all the other religious systems are based upon prayer or Sreya. If you want to check a religious system, what do they offer? Prayer or Sreya? On that basis, we can estimate the bona fides of it. There are so many pseudo-religions because they are based on prayer. Immediate benefit. I'll make you God overnight. Give me 10 rupee bill, I will return 1,000 rupee bill. And there are a lot of people. Cheaters are there and people in multitude who are being cheated, they are also there. Because Krishna fulfills everyone's desires. Nobody else is going to fulfill his own desires independently. Krishna makes arrangement for them. But they will go to the darkest region of the hellish condition because they will be immediately captured by these three gates and they will be filtered out in there. Kama, krodha and lobha. So we see Prabhupada is
telling the whole method is based on giving up lust, greed and anger. By cultivating knowledge of this process, one can be elevated to the highest position of self-realization. So the process is perfect and it depends upon us how much we are performing. Prabhupada said so many times, I may not be perfect, but the process I follow is perfect. So on the strength of the perfection of this process of Krishna consciousness, everything generates. The purification comes. Not only that, but the knowledge and detachment also comes. We have to wait. But if we use our intelligence and guided by Krishna consciousness and we realize, then the process will become faster. So, Prabhupada said that it may take many, many lifetimes to get purified. But if you desire so, you can do within this lifetime. So it depends upon us. Prabhupada then gives the idea that the performance of devotional service and the liberation of the conditioned soul is guaranteed. Devotional service is an eternal process where by performing it, at least liberation is guaranteed. Haridas Thakur is telling that even chanted once the holy name can liberate. At least it will open the path of liberation. Even by cultivating a desire to associate and listen, the glorification of the Lord can open the gate to the liberation. Satam prasangam mama virya sambandhya bhavanti ratkarana rasayanaka tad joshanam apavarga vartamani. Apavarga means the path of liberation is opened immediately. You don't have to wait. If you want, jump out the window. So, liberation is not a big deal. But because of our anarthas, which are, wrapped up in a nice package of lusty desires, anger and greed, it will make us wait for liberation, wait for the mercy. Then Prabhupada tells that the whole process was thus designed in the human society in four varnas and four ashrams for that purpose. That the Vedas are supposed to be kalpataru's, wish-fulfilling desire trees. In Vedic knowledge, all different kinds of mentality, all living entities can fulfill their desires. And there are guidelines. So simultaneously, fulfilling the desires and coming to this point of pure devotional service gradually. This is the aim of the Vedic literature. So the ultimate purpose of these guidelines is also to come to the point of devotional service and nothing else. So four varnas and four ashramas, if one performs the prescribed activities in those confinement of classification, then if his aim is simply to please Vishnu, that is as good as devotional service. Atta pumbi dvijasreshtha varnasama vibhagasa Svanatishthasya dharmasya samsiddhim haritoshanam. We are advised in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is telling straightforward only pure devotional service is the religion, the best occupation for all the humanity to serve the transcendental Lord. Atapambhidvijasrestha. In the very first verse, Vyasadeva is describing that savai punsam paro dharmo yato bhakti radokshaje. The best occupation, the ultimate occupation for all humanity is to please the transcendental Lord, adoksha. By ahaituki apratihata, performance of unmotivated and uncontaminated devotional service. Uninterrupted devotional service. By which the self will be satisfied. The Supreme will be pleased. If Supreme is not pleased, the self will not be pleased. If Supreme is not pleased, we cannot be pleased. We are under miseries, but our lust and anger and greed will make us think that we are better off. But that is illusion. If we are torturing the super soul within our own heart, how can there be a peace within us? If we are keeping distance with our own Paramatma sitting in our own heart and neglecting Him, how much neglected we will be. Prahlad Maharaj tells that, my dear Lord Narasingadev, if somebody neglects you, you neglect them. Upekshita. Whether in such situation a patient will die in front of a doctor, or a son may die in front of his father. Just like that. If somebody neglects you, you neglect them. So, by coming in Krishna consciousness, we are not neglected. We have to rest assured. But our anarthas of kama, krodha and lobha, they will always keep us a little bit agitated, unhappy, not nicely situated. Oh, I don't have this one. Because these are anarthas. You want to be reasonable. Oh, but my superior is not reasonable. We try to not to tolerate the inconveniences. Toleration of inconveniences will not make my super soul unhappy. Rather, that becomes a virtue, and it helps to promote us towards self-realization. Titiksha. Titiksha means tolerance of such, voluntary tolerance of such inconveniences becomes the real austerity that helps devotional service. So, the idea is that devotional service is the process. In any situation, one must come either directly to devotional service or gradually through the Vedic injunctions or directions. Come to, but ultimately it's devotional service and nothing else. So, anybody has any question?
You spoke in lecture, it said in Bhagavad Gita by Krishna that soul is affected by the modes of nature. But in another place, Krishna says that it is not affected by the modes of nature.
How soul is affected?
Yes, by the modes of nature.
Where? In which context is it?
In 13th chapter.
13th chapter.
Yes, 24.
Twenty-two.
Enjoying the most of the three modes of nature. Enjoying.
The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of material nature. Enjoys means he is under illusion. He thinks he is enjoying the object, but actually he is in contact with the modes. Modes are making him think like that he is enjoying. This is due to the association with that material nature. Right? Thus, he meets with good and evil among the various species. It means, he thinks he is made up of those modes. If he is attracted by the modes, he takes the nature of the modes. The soul has a spiritual nature. It's a Sachidanand. But the modes of material nature overwhelms it because he is coming in contact. And these modes are powerful, they overcome. Now see, when the creation is taking place, Mahavishnu's spiritual glance comes in contact with the inert ingredients of material nature, they are not manifested. But actually, there is no contact. Because transcendental nature cannot touch the material nature. It's transcendental, it's beyond. But yet it is said that by its influence, material nature becomes impregnated with multitude of universes. Here, the material nature is in touch with that spirit soul, the transcendent, but it is very insignificant. But he overwhelms. So, it makes the living entity think that he is made up of material nature. The Supreme Lord, whose glance is identical with him, is never changed, never under illusion. It never comes under any effect. Rather, its presence makes the material nature create. It does not take part in any activity. Simply, its presence. They said the transcendental glance falls on the supreme, on the material nature. Sa ikshati sa iman asrujata. Simply, he glances over and material nature starts creating. This is an opposite thing because we are infantile. We think we are enjoying, but it's illusion. The result is opposite. Result is opposite. So it is not actually the it's coming in, or it is changing, or it is feeling pleasure, that is illusory pleasure. It is not actual. There is, for soul, nothing has to, there is no activity except serving the Supreme, not material nature, inferior nature. That is not his activity. But he thinks. So Krishna, he's speaking like this, that the living entity in the material nature thus follows the ways of life, ways of material life, enjoying the three modes of material nature. This is due to his association with the material nature. Right? The soul is unaffected by its inner position, but it starts thinking other way around.
And this is why I think this is called marginal energy.
Yes.
That we can go either.
Yeah, but it is not changing.
No.
Its constitution.
Right. Constitutionally we are part and parcel.
Yes. It can never change its constitution. It remains as it is. But he is getting a false impression that he is enjoying or he is in pain. He wants to enjoy, but actually nothing works according to him because he is already overwhelmed by the inferior energy called Maya. He is defeated from the very beginning. So those who are defeated, everything is painful. However, they will try to fulfill their desire, but they will all end up in frustration. Krishna will provide everything to fulfill the desire. But he will not be satisfied. Everything will be frustrating. Many a times the devotees are told, oh, just be satisfied. Whatever Krishna has given you, it's enough. Don't try to hanker. Don't get more. Otherwise you'll be more entrapped. But the person who is having also minimal thing, you know, he's being troubled. Kolavecha Sridhar. How much trouble he has to. But because his realized soul, he was firm in his vow to worship Mother Ganges with 50% of his income, whether it is 2 paise, that's enough. So, this virtue of tolerance, titiksha, is so much important. To become oblivious to the effect of the moods of material nature. The soul becomes thus free. Free from illusion. That is called liberation. It is a temporary state. Prabhupada is saying just like dream. Suppose if you are dreaming, right? Your soul is getting affected, right? But as soon as the dream is over, you are a normal person again. So what is our real normal status? Jivera Swarupohir Krishnera Nityadas Krishnera Tatastha Shakti Bheda Abheda Prakash. This is our constitutional position and service. Nityadas. Then we are all right. If we give up service to Krishna, then we will end up serving Maya, I'll come under her influence. Those who are resorting to the material life, they are called Duratmas. And those who are resorting to the divine energy of the Lord and rest, depend upon, they are called Mahatmas. Demoniac nature means Duratmas. The soul has nothing to do. It's in a wrong place. This is not his original body. So he's in the wrong place. It's all temporary, illusory aspect of existence in the material life. Soul's original occupation is to serve the Supreme. So there's no contradiction. The soul's feeling of pleasure and pain is illusion.
So, in other words, Maharaj, should we understand that being marginal potency of Supreme Lord, we are the weak ones. Mind is confusing us through three modes of material nature, and only salvation we have to get our mind free. One is to beat it up every morning.
That's correct.
And second one is to continue devotional service.
But because we have ill-trained mind since time immemorial, But the process is very powerful that if we are really serious, it will help us to cross over within this lifetime. Otherwise, we'll take many. We have chance to beat up our mind only in this lifetime. Next time probably it will escape more, or who knows. Well, better beat as much as you can.
What does it mean to beat mine?
Do whatever in your power to smash it. Use anything, threaten him, tempt him, you know, please don't do these, or, you know, become angry with him. But we have to remove the devil from our mind. Right? All these demoniac desires can be removed if we pray to Lord Nrisimhadev. If you beat up the mind every day, you will get fearlessness. Beat him up. You'll become fearless. That is the benediction of Nrisimhadev. That is the way to become successful in this hard struggle of existence. Whatever is happening around us, by our mistake, or somebody's mistake, or some treacherous, intrigue. Let it happen. But because if the mind is well beaten up, they are not going to do anything. They will not disturb. Once we have beaten up our mind nicely, pulverize it.
And Bhakti Swami Maharaj did say that every morning a true sabhak should beat his mind with 100 jutas, 100 shoes. Beat. Listen, I want to pray to Krishna. I am his servant. Don't look for all these greed and anger and all this. And this is what beating, I think, means. Repent.
Don't beat your head. You have to beat your mind. Your head is not mine. So, whichever way you can reach it,
yes,
become introspective and address it. You can shout at it. Beating means use anything in your power so it will be tamed. By beating, yes, everything is beating. Nobody can tame others' mind except ghosts. A ghost can take over a weak mind, become possessed, right? Make it possessed. As long as we are sane, keep on beating. Withdraw. The process of beating starts from Krishna's instruction, shanaihi, gradually. Wherever the mind is goes, just pull it back from there. And become always alert. Whenever it is escaping, bring it back, bring it back. Otherwise, it's difficult. If we become complacent to allow it to escape, then we will have to work harder to get it back. Is it not? Suppose if we want to catch your pet monkey, but the monkey has habit to go away. But if you become slave, okay, come, it won't come, but it will run away farther. So you have to run farther more. Behind it. So, rather, as soon as it gets, go after it. So you become more and more awake, alert. You know that it is going to escape. So remain alert. That is called conscious. Consciousness means always remain alert, awake. Why? Because you are chokida of your mind. Control it. Krishna answers this beautifully in Manaha Chanchalam Krishna Pramati Balavadranam. What is that verse? Chanchalam hi maha Krishna pramati balavadra.
Chanchalam hi maha Krishna pramati
balavadra. Tasyam nigraham vayo riva shudushkaram. Okay. So, in response to that,
Krishna 634.
Yeah, that I saw that. शनैहि शनैहि उपप्रेतया बुद्धया गृहीतया. वेर इज दैट वर्स?
सिक्स चैप्टर 25th श्लोक 25th.
ओके, ऑलराइट, 25. शनैहि शनैहि उपप्रेतत बुद्धया धृति गृहीतया आत्मसंस्थम मनः कृत्वा न कश्चिदपि चिन्तयेत. ग्रेजुअली स्टेप बाय स्टेप वन शुड बिकम सिचुएटेड इन द ट्रांस बाय मींस ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस सस्टेन्ड बाय फुल कन्विक्शन एंड दस द माइंड शुड बी फिक्स्ड ऑन द सेल्फ अलोन एंड शुड थिंक ऑफ नथिंग एल्स. सो यूज दिस टेक्निक व्हेन इट एस्केप्स, फिक्स इट and gradually pull it back. Yato yato nischalati mana chanchala sthiram tatas tato niyamin tadatmaini vasham net. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. Is it not? This is the meeting process. You have to be after it. Time up. Okay. Jai Jagat Krishna Prabhupada ki.
Jai.